where did you see your active duty?
Oh.
Pacific?
Yeah. New Guinea and the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
I spent a year in the Philippines. Then the war ended.
Okay, so you were in the Philippines after the invasion of when MacArthur came back.
I got into the Philippines soon after they invaded, because I landed in Leyte, and they already taken Leyte.
So when did you go in the Army? What year?
43.
See, that's why I gave him that cup.
There you go, right?
You see what it says
on
the other side of your cup? Look.
Honoring
those who serve. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, that was some tough stuff over there.
You told the story of how you ran into Horsey.
Yeah.
And us.
But that was in Texas.
That neither one of you knew the other was on base? And
no. As I told you, when I yelled out his name, Horsey, you know, that was his nickname. I think he jumped about a foot in the air. Here I'm sitting at the desk checking paybooks. That was my job. To the washed-out cadets, they ended up at Amarillo Field for airplane mechanics. And he come in there with a bunch of guys all sweaty, it was hot, and I yelled his name. I still remember him. He was so surprised when he heard that name. Of course, nobody that around there knew
his nickname was Horsey.
They didn't know his name was Horsey.
Now, you were a good friend of Paul Mulker, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in touch with his, I guess it was the wife of his son, Paul Jr.?
I don't know him. I didn't know his kids.
Well, I got in touch over email, and I shared some of the photos that you shared, like with him riding the bicycle there on Lake Street.
Yeah.
And the wife took it home and showed it to her husband, and he was really intrigued by the photos and the photos from the tavern. You have some shots with a bunch of you sitting at a table in a tavern. Was that down at the log cabin?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to get some of their family pictures from them.
Did you guys hang out at the log cabin after the war?
Mm-hmm.
That was your hangout.
Well, not right after. Yeah, well, that was
in the late 40s.
I remember when they lifted the ban on booze.
Yeah.
And they opened it up and called it the log cabin.
Mm-hmm. Who owned it then? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Bill Coxford.
No, Bill Coxford come later. Patty Griffin. His granddaughter. His granddaughter or daughter used to work at the bank. She lives on Maple Street. Pat.
I should know her, but I can't place the.
Pat Diepenhorst.
Oh, Pat Diepenhorst. Oh, yeah.
That was her. I think it was her.
Her parents owned it?
Yeah, I think that was her grandfather that opened that up and called the log cabin. Then it changed hands a couple times.
Well, that was the first name. Did it have logs on the inside?
Yeah.
Or just the outside?
On the inside.
Yeah, on the inside.
Yeah. That's why they call it the log cabin.
Yeah. Toad was telling me about that.
Mm-hmm.
I got another question for you. You remember Joe Dembski?
Who?
Joe Dembski. Chief of police.
Huh?
He was a police chief for at least a couple of years.
I don't think I...
Around 1955.
The name is familiar, but I can't place it.
He lived right next to my grandmother.
Oh, he did.
In that house on the corner of Griffith and Culver. Kitty corner from where the restaurant is, right across the street from the village hall.
Yeah, I think I remember him.
They owned the house. Yeah, well, you know, I'll hit somebody you remember well, then you can.
How about the Randalls?
Mm-hmm.
Henry and Effie?
Yeah, well, of course, they lived on Lake Street.
Yeah, they were not too far from you, a couple blocks?
Well, a long block, I guess.
Long block.
How about the Grinnells?
Oh, yeah.
They lived in that same house that Dembski lived in.
Oh, I remember.
He may have bought it from them.
I remember when Grinnells lived there. Thank you for breakfast.
You're welcome.
Well, good.
How about Herman Simonson?
Oh, yeah. I knew them all.
I know. What do you remember about Herman? Anything stick in your head about Herman Simonson? What kind of guy he was, Herman Simonson?
Any memories of him?
Of Herman.
Well.
The photographer, you know.
I was good friends with his son.
Yeah, Carlton or Gene?
Carlton. He was a year ahead of me in school. But I always remembered he lived upstairs and they never had curtains on the windows. I always remember that. But I used to take film in there to get it developed. I had a little candid camera. Took a 10-cent roll of film.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I used to work for Carl in the summer.
Oh, did he?
When they were developing all the film. Yeah, I lived with my grandmother, who was across the street.
Yeah.
In the summer.
Yeah.
And then I worked for Carl, and we'd develop black and white film. And, yeah, so, but I never knew Herman because Herman died when I was just a kid.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I
nothing sticks in your mind. Let's see, who else would be about that era?
The Raybirds, did you know them?
Raybirds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were, I think, Paul's grandparents, weren't they?
Yeah. That was their grandson that just died here over in the nursing home a year ago. Lived up over there by the cemetery. Stanley.
And what was his last name?
Reeves.
Reeves, okay.
How about Maddie Herner?
Yeah, I knew her. She worked at the lumber yard.
Yep.
Old mate.
How about Herman? Herman?
Oh, yes.
Anything stick in your mind about Herman? I think he was a hard worker.
Yeah, well, I was just stuck in his mind. You know where he lived on Lake Street?
Yeah.
And he always walked. At home at noon.
I know. I would see him go by my grandmother's house every day.
Yeah, yeah. He walked to work.
Uh-huh.
He was quite a guy. He never bothered anybody.
Yeah. He was married to Dessa.
I remember the last car he had. He had a 36. What year was that? A 56. Chevrolet four-door hardtop.
Oh,
and you know, four-door hardtops just come out. They were kind of rare, four-door hardtop. Yeah. And he had a four-door hardtop. But he walked to work. He's got a gruff old guy.
Yeah, he was He was gruff. That was my opinion of Herman. He never said much.
No.
But Dessa was, his wife was a good friend of my grandmother's.
So his first wife.
Was he married in later years then?
She died. I remember she used to have a parrot. You go to the door and the parrot would holler out.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Odessa had a parrot or the other wife?
His first wife. Yeah.
His first wife probably had the parrot. Maybe he was married to her name was actually Odessa.
If you went to the door, the parrot would holler or something.
And you know which house they lived in.
Yeah, right beside the Frazee's.
Yeah, yeah. How about the Cloughs?
You guys have a good day.
Doc Clough, yeah.
You remember him very well?
Oh, yes.
What kind of guy was he?
Well, I didn't know him that well. I remember he got cut my finger loading the truck one day, and he sewed it up, but that's about all I had to do with it.
Yeah.
Of course, then his wife...
She lived here a long time.
Well, she lived on Maple Street.
She lived just up the street from you.
Across the street, yeah.
What was her first name? Do you recall? I can't think of it right now. I know, I should know it.
They're advertising paper.
I can't think of it either. They got divorced, and then she remarried.
Yeah, she remarried a fisherman.
Yeah,
right?
Walt Carl.
Yeah, Walt Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked with him at different times.
Okay. See, her son, she had two sons.
Yeah.
Mackie and Jim. Yep. They were friends of mine.
Yeah.
Jim was a little bit older than me, and Mackie was a little bit younger, but I was probably right in between them.
Yeah.
I think Jim lives out in California. He's married to someone.
Yeah, Mackie died, didn't he?
Yeah. He got killed in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah. I try to think of his mother's name. I can't think of it.
I can't either. I'll think of it before.
You'll think of it tonight.
Yeah, it'll come to me all of a sudden.
I can't think of what her name is.
I can picture her. She used to be a girlfriend in later life, much later life, of my uncle. My uncle Joe, who was my dad's older brother. You ever remember him?
No.
He was about 3 years older than my dad, so he would have been quite a bit older than you. But his wife died, and he retired. He was retired and living in Saugatuck, and he used to go out with her a lot. She was a fine woman.
Darn it.
Yeah, what do you remember about Walt Carl?
Well, I knew him pretty well because he worked for my uncle.
What kind of fishing did he do?
Crab nets.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I remember he had that boat. Was that like a trap net boat? It wasn't covered except there was a short cabin toward the bow.
Yeah.
And the back was all open.
Yeah.
And he kept it right down where the sewer's shack was there off, off Culver Street.
Yeah. He had the Lone Eagle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The Lone Eagle.
Yeah, did you have a picture of a Lone Eagle that I copied?
No, I...
Because I remember you talking about the Lone Eagle, I thought. Maybe not. Both of those two boys from the UP came down, and their father built for them, and they didn't have any. What was it called?
George and Al.
Okay, and they did that for your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, Well, let's see what else we got. How close in age are you to what's his name? The other fishermen around here about Demi? Your age. Yes. Demi. How old's Demi?
Demi is 80.
Five? Six?
Yeah, about he's about
like two, three years younger than you?
3 or 4 years younger. I work with Demi. He worked for my uncles, but he worked for my dad, and I worked with Demi for quite a few years.
Because I think he started working just after he got out of high school, which was right at the end of the war, so he was probably too young.
Yeah, he never got drafted or anything. Yeah. He goes over to the church and walks now.
Yeah.
Because he fell up there in Ballhead.
This at the community church where they have the indoor walk?
Yeah. Yeah, he contacted Mel.
Yeah.
And Mel says, a lot of people go over there.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people do.
But Mel was over to see me a couple of days ago. And I said, see Demi? And he says, no, he wasn't there today.
Mel said that he and you had talked about the big pool.
Yeah.
And he asked you if you remember that old station wagon that they used to run from parishes.
Yeah.
And Jack here said they didn't have station wagons back then, and he said he's all wet. Jack's all wet.
Well, I got a book on Fabulous Fords.
Uh-huh.
Pictures from the Model Ts right up to the 90s.
So did they have station wagons?
They did.
Woody station wagons?
Yeah.
They did.
I even think the Model T, they had a wood side. But I remember the other one.
You remember this one that they used to run to the big pool?
Yeah, it was a Chevrolet.
It was?
Yeah.
Was a Woody Chevrolet station wagon?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got to get a picture of it.
Well, I've got a book with all the Fords in it.
Oh, okay.
It's a wonderful book.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a couple other books that are good. I got one on all the cars from 28 right on up into the 70s. The specifications, how many were built.
I love cars.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about them, but I love them.
Yeah, well,
I'm pretty good at the cars around the.
But I can show you that book with the pictures in it of all the four.
Okay, well, we'll have to take a look at that one of these days.
Did you go to the big pool much?
Oh, somewhat. It cost 20 cents to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, you didn't go that often. And besides, I go out Horn Lake was free. And the beach in Douglas was free.
When you swam at Gosshorn, where did you swim? Right where Manifolds eventually?
Yeah. Well, across to the, across from there.
On the other side of Manifolds?
Yeah, when I was a kid, that's where I learned to swim.
Oh.
But then,
well, how the heck did you get over there on the other side? Isn't that, well, was there a road coming around? The other side of the lake, you know, I'm thinking of Manifolds, you know, how you get there.
Yeah.
Hey, you go down and go by the dune thing and go.
You go right down 64th Street and take the first road
left. Yeah.
And there was cottages there and a dock.
Okay, I got
and,
you.
I don't remember, but I remember swimming there.
So was there like a public beach there in those days?
Well, I don't know. I think it was more or less for just the people that had cottages there.
Well,
aunt and I used to go there. Peachy's aunt used to take me there all the time. She taught me how to swim there.
What was her name?
Huh?
What was your aunt's name?
Florence.
Florence, and last name?
Seward.
Okay.
She was never married.
Aunt Toots.
Aunt Tuck.
Yeah, Aunt Tuck.
Okay, she's the one about the age as your sister.
No.
Toots?
His mother is.
His mother is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who was the young girl that was born about the same time as your sister? What was her nickname?
Tweet.
Tweet?
Yeah.
Okay.
His
Tweet.
Mother.
Tweet and Toots.
Okay, Tweet and Toots. Okay. Okay, gotcha. And your grandmother was in her 40s when she had her, and your mom was, and your sister was like within a couple of months.
So yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so she did find out. So which house did Rube move into there? Is that house still there? No. On the other side of Lake Street from where the total
falls. The grandfather room?
Yeah.
You said that house is gone. Your grandfather's house is gone.
Oh, that's gone.
Is it over where those new houses went in?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that far. It was right on the corner.
Right. Well, it was right where the road turned.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
There's a house there now. That was probably the house they built after.
I've got pictures of that house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'd like to
get a
picture of that, too.
I'd
like to get a picture of every house in town, if you could.
I was kind of looking forward to
it. Yeah, from the old days.
Well, you need some more coffee, or you
good? No, that's plenty.
If you're up to it, we thought we'd just get in the car and go down to Lake Street, and we'd stop in front of a house, and you could tell us about it.
Yeah.
And then we go down to another house.
I'll charge for that, but
okay.
I'll do
it. Yeah, well, breakfast.
This is the charge for tour.
I'll be right back.
Here, let me get it.
Take my recorder.